Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have a huge announcement today. Like that is literally the most important thing. We have a huge announcement today. I think we're also doing a listener question and Jeff Gargis is with us and I really need a second cup of coffee, but the focus should be that we have really, really big news today, and I'm so stinking excited, so stick with us. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Teach Better Today morning show. My name is Ray Hewitt, and we have Jeff Gargis in the house. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. I just realized, like, while the little intro was playing, I looked over at my to-do list here, and I realized, like, there was five things I had to cross out that I've already done today because I got up, like, super early and, like, sat down with my computer on that, and that just makes me feel good. Like, did you know that? Like, was that the big announcement you're talking about? Like, you knew I was going to do that, and you were like, we have to announce the world that Jeff has knocked off, like, almost half of my list already, and it's, like, the start of the day, and I just thought that was worth a celebration for a second.
I love being able to cross things off a to-do list. You know me.
I know. That's why, like, you're the same way. You've always got that list.
Mm-hmm. Can I just note though that the only thing I didn't get done on my to-do list that was scheduled, like I've been trying to write the date next to like when I'm going to get certain items done. And I had two items yesterday that did not get completed because of you.
Now you just have like a run-in list, right? Like, yeah. Like, so I reset my list every day.
No.
So like before I'm like how I end my day today is I will flip to a new page. I will rewrite whatever is necessary done because sometimes the course of the day will change the priority and I might need to shift something to another day or whatever. So I go through that way.
I will rewrite when all the lines are full. Whether it's like, because I crossed.
For example, there was a couple things that came up yesterday that required me to get you stuff. But there was no way that they didn't need to have the priority. So like, but I wanted to add them in here. So I don't know, every day I have, cause then I number the priority of the day, the order in which I'm going to attack them based on.
Yeah. I probably rewrite my to-do list every 2 to 3 days,
gotcha.
But no, not because of what you're talking about.
It's not day to day. It's just when you fill up the page, you'll rewrite to fill up another page with hopefully not as, cause you've crossed them out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I need it to be more organized. Like I found that I'm writing all over it. Things have changed too much. I need to reset.
Because mine has the date. And then like, I put like stuff, like I, at the bottom of mine, I also have like anything personal that I need to remember, like that I was supposed to do in my personal life. And I also have like all my meeting schedule and stuff like that. So it's like more of a daily list thing is what I do. So.
Okay. So Katie got me the book I'm just using right now. Usually I use like a random notebook I find, you know, in the corner of my office. But this one's like legit. This has like a to-do list and a date. Oh, I like that. And yeah, it's like super.
So cool. You said the date you don't use, but are you going to put like the date in which like the day you think you should be attacking that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
This was not what we were supposed to talk about, but
no, it's not, but like, it's interesting though. Cause like I use my run-in list is Basecamp. Like that's where like all the stuff goes. And then I use this to organize my day-to-day stuff.
Sure.
So anyway, that was not what we were going to talk about.
No, although it was exciting.
It's checking lists and crossing things out is fun.
I just want to be clear that I'm in one of those moods where I could like complain about 15 things to our community. And I would typically use this as my therapy session, but we have major news that we want everyone to put into their calendar, be excited about. And so I'm holding back the complaint about being sick, having a headache, needing more coffee, all the things. And instead of mentioning any of that, I want to talk about this big announcement.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Ray is not complaining today. Fireworks just went off. People's heads exploded.
I'm not committed to not.
Some people are really nervous now. They don't know what to expect. No.
I'm not committed to not complaining today. I'm just committed to not complaining during this introduction. That's
yeah, so how do we want to reveal this? Like, do we need to, what are we doing?
I think
we just going to say it? I feel like just saying it's not.
No. We're going to go back in time.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So back in the day.
By the way, in time is also a little bit of foreshadowing, but go ahead.
You're a nerd. Okay, back in the day, back in time, when it was 2020, none of us remember that year. It was like nothing exciting happened.
It wasn't every year, it was a day and a half.
And we had this really interesting proposal shared from Jeff. He was like, guys, I have this really, really great idea that the team should agree to. We're like, wow, Jeff, we can't wait. What is it? He's like, I'm going to go live on and let people watch me work for 12 hours. And I was like, what do you mean watch you work? He's like, well, you know, people don't really even know what I do. And like, I could banter people in comments. Like, I'm just going to like have and like try and, you know, have conversations with people and just live stream the whole stinking thing. And then I very nicely said, that's the dumbest idea you've ever had.
Maybe.
Then it evolved. What if, Jeff, rather than you just live streaming yourself, typing on a computer and doing taxes because your job's boring, what if we actually like provided some value to our community in a long-term live stream? And
to be clear and fair, it wasn't just watching me work. It was also having people join me on screen throughout the day. But it was just when I didn't have someone to talk to, it would just be hanging out because some of my job is talking to people.
He had no organizational idea. He was going to wing it. I was like, absolutely not. That is not allowed.
I have a lot of numbers that support the idea of Jeff winging it, but go ahead.
So we attempted, what was that? June 2020, we attempted.
Well, because I remember you saying, yes, let's do it. And then you said, when are you thinking? And I said, like, it was like 2 weeks away. And you thought I meant that was when we would get together to plan it.
Discuss it, yes.
I meant that was when we were going to do it. And that was the first. And we did, right? We did do it with just like 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Yep, two weeks later.
2 weeks.
We had some organization of bringing guests on. Mm-hmm. We kind of made it work. Our community responded really positively because I think for a lot of reasons. One is it was like a crazy idea. Who goes live for 12 hours? Like, that's absurd. No one should actually do that. Second thing is we had guests on, so people were able to engage with different educators and gain value on different topics. And really, Jeff and I more or less were just like facilitating the conversations and occasionally hopefully trying to add like some sort of value. There were no big things. That was kind of it. And then our community was like, we have to do this again. And I'm like, absolutely not. We will never do this again. So we did another one in December of 2020. And now this has become an annual event where the Teach Better team goes live for 12 hours to provide free professional development to teachers on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, maybe even Instagram this year. We haven't decided.
That might happen.
And we bring in guests from all around the world. We do exclusive trainings that usually only our schools that we work with in a year get. And we're doing another 12-hour live.
Yeah, another 12-hour live. Like, there it is. And it's for teachers and admins now. That's changed, right? We've started to do that as well. And I think a big thing that's changed that's made it so that we're more likely to continue to say yes is that if you recall, that first time, you and I were on screen for 11 and a half of those 12 hours.
Yes, we took a half an hour break each.
And I don't even know when we did that, but like how that worked. It was insane. It was awesome. Yes.
My back and butt hurt so bad.
I, I think in December we were down to like, it was more like six-ish. Well, no, we probably love it. It was more like probably like we maybe had like an hour and a half break. And now it's like, they don't even invite me anymore. Like I'm not even on this one, like, which is awesome. I just get to watch. I'm going to put it up on my TV and just watch.
But what is fun is like, we did this ridiculous idea. Our community did like it. Otherwise we would have never done it again because it's psycho. But now our team is like, wait, I put me in, coach. Like, I want to do this. So we have these guests coming, and essentially our team did like a big, like, you know, pick all where everyone sat together and was like, I want to do this one. And now we have a lot of team members facilitating conversations with incredible guests that are going to be a part of it too. So
a lot of really great stuff, variety of topics for both teachers and admins. And this one, like, which we've always done this. So I don't know why, like this is kind of one of the things we do with the 12 hour now, but like a lot of folks that aren't as connected, you may not know yet. We're hoping to introduce you to a lot of really awesome folks, which is something that we love doing obviously on this show and on our Sunday live stream. But the 12 hour gives us like just a different type of event to do that with. And that's a lot of fun to bring in some different voices. Don't worry. A lot of familiar voices as well.
But a lot of different voices. Kind of fun.
We're not revealing anybody yet, right? Or topics or anything.
No, but we are revealing the date for all of you.
Here's, we do need to say that. Yes.
Yeah, the date. Okay, so put this on your calendar for March 2nd. It is a Saturday. The event
2024.
Yeah.
Just making sure they know.
A few weeks. it's like next, not this month, not next month, but the month after.
Sorry, March go ahead 2nd. With what you're saying.
8 a.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern. We're doing 12 hours. So if you're a central time zone, 7 to 7, Eastern, 8 to 8, all the things. Here's what is really cool. First off, put it on your calendar. That way you have it. Whatever you have planned that day, pop in, come as you go. This is a whole experience that's designed where hopefully you can catch it live so you can engage with the comments. The comments are always insanity during this because our community kind of all comes together to talk shop. However, these are recorded, so you will not miss anything. And if you do, you can always go back and re-experience it with a recording. And we are going to release a schedule to you. The schedule is not public yet, so we're not doing it today. But in a few weeks, keep your eyes out. We have a full, like, half an hour by half an hour for 12 total hours schedule for you. So you'll be able to see the time, the title, like the topic that we'll be discussing, and the specific guests joining the show. And so you can actually like pick and choose throughout your day when you especially want to tune in, or when there's a segment you want to, you know, make sure that you engage with. It's a really, really stellar time.
And my favorite part, giveaways.
Duh.
We're doing giveaways again. I don't know how many in the past we've given away dozens, if not dozens and dozens of different giveaways. And we do it where you can win some being live and engaging, and some it's just going on through the whole thing. So lots of giveaways, probably some announcements during the event itself.
Sure.
Probably some random giveaways or discount stuff will be thrown out, because that stuff always seems to happen. I think.
So our giveaways are like things within Teach Better, but also things that our community donates to the event. So this can be anything from like t-shirts, bags, discount codes to products, physical items that we mail to you, books. I mean, like, this is kind of all over. So don't be a stranger. It's a super fun time.
Yes.
March 2nd, make sure you write it down. Obviously you don't know the date yet, so just throw it on your calendar as a hold. And yeah, I'm super stoked.
And I think I will probably put out some sort of challenge between now and then, or possibly just maybe at the start of that, where someone can win something. I will package some stuff up and give away if they can accurately guess what food Ray will be eating during the last segment when we all come together, because Ray is always eating something. One year it was literally a freaking piece of cake that just came out, or a whole cake I think you had, but it was like half eaten. I don't know. It's been M&M's, it's been chips, it's been popcorn, it's been
I'm not a apologizing for this.
No, you shouldn't. It's one of the best things is trying to figure out, like, throughout the day, what snacks will Ray have? Because Ray and I go, we're like, all right, we need snacks. We need like a table next to us with snacks.
Yeah.
Because we don't all have, you know, Katie Miglin's life where someone brings her stuff all day long. Like, Ray and I have to plan our own stuff. So,
well, and for real, like, it's 12 hours. You're going to be sitting and somehow engaged. Like, yes, there's bathroom breaks, thankfully worked in for us where I like won't be on camera for a half an hour and I can use the restroom. But I like sitting here. We do a lot of stuff in the background that like require Jeff and I to kind of be present the whole time between monitoring comments. And there's cool commercials that you guys should be super stoked for. And just a lot of like things to help. Jeff just twiddles his fingers. But I love snack varieties. So you got to get healthy stuff, not healthy stuff.
And then you got to have like the right part of the day, right? And how you're feeling throughout the day. Yeah.
And then at the end, we all come, usually at least, the end of the schedule. Can we just tell them that we are going
to
do that again?
Yeah, some of the team comes together to kind of wrap it up. Yeah.
Last half an hour, we all come together and wrap it up. Mm-hmm. We've done that for the last
almost every time. Yeah.
Almost every time.
At least most of the times. Yeah.
And if you're going to come together and wrap up a 12-hour event for half an hour, at that point, all the rules on camera go out the window. I sat like crisscross applesauce eating cake and just was like, we made it. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. It's always fun because throughout the day, Ray's professionalism changes. And she's like, we gotta be on top. We gotta make sure we're providing value. We gotta do that. And by the end, it's like, I've got a piece of cake and champagne.
To confirm, friends, the only reason this is funny
I'm suddenly outside. I don't, you know, her hair is a disaster at this point. Like, there's wrappers everywhere.
The reason this is so funny for Jeff is because I'm actually in charge of like branding and professionalism, more or less, on the company. And so I yell at everybody when like they're like,
I'm typically a mess. So that's fun. I can't wait. I will be there. I am on a few things. It's kind of fun, but it's really fun that we have so many people that are involved now from both on the team and outside of. So March 2nd, market 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously we'll be putting out a lot more. So watch the team, make sure you're following us. Cause we will have the schedule coming out soon and celebrating all the guests and stuff.
Yeah, make sure you're on our email list.
Yep. Make sure you're on our email list. So
yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. I think that was good.
This is great. I'm so glad it's officially announced. So many of you have been asking. So I'm glad this is public. We're going to wrap up our show here for Teach Better Today morning show. I know this is a little different than normal, but we are very excited that all of you get to come together with our Teach Better community in a virtual space for the day and learn, get freebies, and just chill and eat cake together. It'll be great. It'll be great. All right, bye guys. Have a great day. We believe in you. If you need anything, please do not be a stranger. Jeff and I, including the entire team and our community, are here to support you. So if there's anything you're struggling with, whether it's student related, colleague related, leadership related, personal related, please know that we're here to support you. Direct message us and let us just be a buddy. See you later, friends. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.